You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The magic of theater is bringing audiences and performers together on so many levels. The themes of plays, actors, audiences coming together during a performance, each person bringing his or her life experiences and perceptions to the theater. And that performance space could be anything from a grand old theater to an open-air marketplace. All of this is coming together starting today through Sunday as the University of Michigan Center for World Performance Studies hosts the National Theater of Ghana. The centerpiece of this residency is a series of open-air performances of the Tennessee Williams play, 10 Blocks on the Camino Real. With us now, Kate Mendeloff, drama lecturer at U of M and director of Shakespeare in the Arb. Welcome back, Kate. Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too, Cindy.
And we want to welcome from the National Theater of Ghana, we have artistic director and actor Mawuli Samova. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we have stage manager Agnes Panfred. Welcome to Michigan. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Kate, this series is part of the Provincetown Tennessee Williams Theater Festival.
Yes, this is a festival that I've been associated with artistically since its inception, which is about 12 years ago. The curator of the festival and the director of this production, David Kaplan, was a colleague of mine at Yale Drama School in the mid-70s. And we have been in touch, and he has been, contributed to my ideas, particularly about Tennessee Williams. And he is also extremely committed to working across cultures with international companies. And that's one thing I really admire him for. So he directed this production in Ghana, and it was performed in marketplaces in Ghana. And when he asked if I could sponsor a residency here in Michigan, I immediately thought, let's go to marketplaces.
Yeah, okay.
And I love outdoor theater, as you know, because of the Shakespeare. So this is something that I'm very excited about because we're going to reach a wide range of people.
With a play that is not well known. Tell us briefly about this play.
Well, the play was written in 1948, and it is the story of an American sailor named Kilroy who comes to a poor foreign town and is struggling to survive there and to keep his native optimism and you could even say his naivete alive in an environment where people are trying to take advantage of each other.
It's a one-act play. And Agnes, you've been performing this outdoors in Ghana and now doing the same while you're here in Southeast Michigan. Tell us a little about the role of the National Theater of Ghana in your country.
Well, the National Theater of Ghana has three resident groups. We have the drama company, we have the dance company, and we have the music company. That is the National Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, government pays us, and we propagate government policies, and we do that by using the local languages. I must say that Ghana, we have so many languages. We have 10 regions, and each region has about not less than 10 languages, so you can imagine. So we take these to the people, we go to them in the communities, and we make sure we use their language. So we take drama to them so they can really understand. That is what government wants to say about laws, rules, and then issues, I mean social issues in the community. You go to them, you study them, you do research, you see why they have those problems. At times they don't know why. So you put all this in the drama and you have solution at the end of the day.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Mawuli, was it difficult material for you, do you think? This Southern American writer, I mean, or did you find immediately, were you able to grab on to things that you could say, yeah, that resonates with me, my experience?
I would say, what is not difficult in life? Everything in life is difficult, but it's the way you approach it. So, research, turn the play inside out, visit different communities and see how the communities can identify themselves with the production. Yeah. How can the people acquaint themselves, identify themselves with the situations in the play?
And you're trying to recreate the atmosphere of the Ghanaian marketplace as the troupe performs here in Michigan. So what are the performances going to be like?
We have a performance on the Diag of the University of Michigan off of State Street, and that is going to be at noon on Friday. That's a very busy place. People are walking to classes. People are, you know, moving through, and they're going to see these beautiful, colorful posters that are the backdrop for the play. They're going to see very colorfully dressed actors. They're going to hear very colorful and funny language. And hopefully they'll stop and they'll watch. Then we're also doing a performance at Depot Town in Ypsilanti on Saturday at 11. And then finally, the play is going to be done at CMAP, which is in Hamtramck. And I'm very excited because the company is also doing workshops with my students at the residential college, with students at the School of Theater at the Music School, and with the students of Mosaic Youth Theater.
That's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
What do you, Mawuli and Agnes, what do you all hope that Michigan audiences will learn about Ghana through what you're going to be giving them through these performances?
Our style of acting, the way we speak, even our gestures, the kind of instruments we use. And then people will learn to know that at the end of the day, we all analyze and interpret and come to a common consensus. Permit me to use that expression, a common consensus, you know, which theater is supposed to be bringing about, which will enhance cross cultures. And I'm sure people will be asking us the songs. Why did we sing this song? Why do we play this instrument all along? For instance, in the play originally, you have a guitar player, but the director decided to change it to the player of a drum or player of drums, which is, it's also a musical instrument. And that is which that is something which is peculiar,
yes,
with us Ghanaians, you know. And it's really going to preach a lot about how we also use our instruments and what we use them to achieve, you know,
yes,
as far as theater is concerned.
And Agnes, what do you hope audiences will take away from the message of this play, of this Tennessee Williams play?
Well, simply, there's no fairness in the world. The deal is rugged from the beginning to the end. Kilroy dies and his heart is even taken out. It was just then everybody realized that he had a heart of gold. So it's not been treated fairly. But that's how the world is. So with all this, we need to go through with a smile. That's it.
Well, it's exciting to have you in Southeast Michigan for this residency between now and Sunday. All the details and addresses of the performances of the National Theater of Ghana, while they're here now through Sunday, are at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. And we should note, there'll be a Q&A with the actors after the performances, and they're all free and open to everyone. Kate Mandeloff, University of Michigan, drama lecturer, and from the National Theater of Ghana, we've been talking with Agnes Panfred and Mawuli Samovo.
Yes.
Pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, pleasure to
be here.
Thank you very much. And hello to your wonderful listeners.
I hope to see you all.